Well, I understand sort of the comment in a sense that there is no problem if the delivery period is agreed and possibly input into the consignment note. I suppose the carrier sort of may feel uneasy when it's included what is the time that could be reasonably required of a diligent carrier, because of course further down in the provisions, if there is delay in delivery, then the carrier will have to pay. So if there is then if there was no time of delivery included and there is lack of agreement of what reasonably what was the reasonable time for delivery, then of course the carrier is here in certain disadvantage. So here the question is whether maybe without making it too complex, it could be further clarify how that time that would normally reasonably be required of a diligent carrier is established. Maybe the language that is also in the Russian proposal separate for the gauge change issues, that if there are any delays on the route for the reasons beyond the carrier controls, maybe this is a good phrase that also could be included here, because of course those delays increase the time of carriage and maybe would otherwise not be considered as what would be the time you know undertaken by diligent carrier in case where such delays have not taken place. So yeah, maybe this addition could actually make sense. Thank you.